AJ, Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Pod podcast, whatever that means. Gold 92.5's Case for Kids, pounding the streets and rattling the tins.
All the preparation done, Rodney, for tomorrow?
Yes, I'm preparing by playing golf today, making sure I get one game of golf in because I don't think I'll be able to move for the next week.
But it's good. Get limbered up. Speaking of, Nobby's Ark last night, do trivia?
Yes, trivia. Well done to Hogan's Heroes. Winners, despite the fact that they got 0 points for the last round.
What?
How?
So they were leading like black caviar.
Yeah, they were leading by 2 points. And they got zero, and thankfully for them, the other team also got zero. It was a tough round, but anyway.
What was the round about?
It was about the element calcium.
Oh, dearie me.
Yes, atomic numbers and stuff like that. But there was an easier round last night called The Hills Are Alive.
Oh, okay.
All the answers involve hill or hills.
Okay.
Okay, your clues are 90210.
Beverly.
Beverly Hills, yeah, well done.
London Neighbourhood and a Julia Roberts movie.
Notting Hill.
Yes.
You're on fire.
I found my thrill.
Blueberry
Hill. A hill at the base of a mountain range is called this.
A hill.
I know, like a hill at the base.
Of a mountain range.
Of a mountain range. The hill at the base is a... It's got to have hill in it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you've got a mountain range, Great Dividing Range. What's it? I don't know.
It's got a hill in it. I don't know.
Ever heard of the term a foothill?
Oh, yes.
And an American rap group was Insane in Hilltop. The Membrane.
Oh, Cypress Hill.
Cypress Hill it was indeed, yes. And a horror video game that turned into a movie.
Hill. And a video game that turned into a
movie.
Ant hill.
No.
Hill.
None.
Hill. Don't know.
That one was Silent Hill.
Never heard of
it. So, yes, well done. And a Gimme Five for Kids donation bucket at the counter of Nobby's Ark for the patrons to drop in their spare change.
Lovely.
Beautiful. As they're getting their pizza or their burgers.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you, Rodney.
AK's wrong song.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, baby.
What is this?
It's probably popping up on Greatest Decade of All Time, this song, actually.
So what do you do? 13, 20, 7, 10, if you want this song turned off. Is that the go, AJ?
Yes, that's it, Peter.
Or you want it left on.
If you want it left on.
13, 20, 7, 10.
Don't
we'll
call.
Get three calls, it's off. Babies in the run
around. Oh,
so good. You can imagine AJ in his apartment clicking his fingers.
That's the problem. It's a big problem.
Dressing gown.
Martin Malloy used to use this as their intro. Better bring a check around. Yes, Matt.
Absolute rubbish.
Yay, Matty.
Shouldn't have said better myself. There's AJ and his... Yeah, what do you reckon he's got on his dressing gown?
He's got his leopard skin underwear.
Yuck!
And a lame dressing gown.
And a gold chain.
Yes.
Jane, what do you think? Jane?
Turn Boz Baby up, please.
Whoa, baby. Janie.
Jane might be on the couch laying down there.
Rick, what do you think?
I think turn it off.
I don't reckon you take another call, AJ. Do you want to listen to it?
Better get on back. What do you think, Matt?
What's that, buddy?
What's that, Matt?
He's disgusted.
Put those ideas in your head. Didn't we have three or not?
Two.
Oh, now they're at the bridge.
No,
come on, people.
Come on, we need one more call to get this off. I can't even back you on this one.
Bridge your daily.
No, not this one.
Silk Degrees, 1978.
It's too...
legendary.
Cheesy. I think it's your dancing that I'm looking at while this is going on isn't helping.
Wendy, what do you think?
Keep it going.
Oh, Wendy.
Wendy.
to win. Lady of Plus.
Come on, Nick. Help us out. Nick from Carrara.
Oh, Boz. Boz is the buzz.
Yes. Oh. Boz is the buzz.
All the contents of AJ's brandy glass are now on the floor.
No,
again.
Isn't it his dancing? Is that turning us off? Is that what it is? Oh.
So Gold FM are classy listeners. You're gonna come back
around. Surely, how long is this song? It's gone about 3.5 minutes too long.
Dwayne.
If it was alive, you'd take it out and shoot it.
It's gone.
Dear, I think it's because
AJ was doing the air guitar and doing some weird bopping, weird thing. What was this? Was that a clarinet or something in your mouth? What was
that's
that?
The first one you haven't liked, Bridget Daly.
It's all, well, isn't that good that I've liked the others? Why do you take that negatively? Jeez, defensive already this morning.
Took us a long time to get there, but we got there.
I'm not awake yet. That's the problem.
Oh, okay.
That's another story.
Here we go. It's AJ, Bridget, Spiders. Name that year.
16 to 6, it's a competition where we look back through history. It's Spider v. Bridgie.
Yes.
And, gee, you've got a tough one first up here in sport, kids, but I know you're up to the challenge. And if you can't pick the year by saying your name to identify who you are, Rod will clean things up. I'm not even sure Rod will clean this one up.
Oh, toughy.
Name that year. It's a baseball game.
The Cubs are one out away. A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it and throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series. And the Cubs have finally won it all.
What?
7-10.
Are we in Australia? I'm sorry.
No, it's American baseball.
Chicago
Cubs have won the World Series after 108 years.
The only reason I reckon I know this, and because the Chicago Cubs, I wouldn't have a clue. I actually don't mind baseball when they're sitting in a bar in the US watching baseball. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, well, that's awesome if you're sitting in a bar in the US.
That's called Travel Drop. He's normally Name Drop, but now it's Travel Drop.
No, but yeah, well, you know what? We're in Australia, aren't we?
Yeah,
right?
I'll tell you the only big reason I reckon, I don't even know if this is right, but remember that year all the underdogs won. So the Western Bulldogs won, the Sharks got up in the NRL,
okay.
And that was 2016. And I reckon, because the basketball team, remember the basketball team, and I reckon that might have been Chicago as well.
I like that powers of deduction.
Spider 2016.
Correct.
Yeah. Wow.
That's the only reason, is because that year all the underdogs got up.
That's amazing.
Mm. And you know, if you had backed them all the Australian sports and the US sports, for a dollar, you would have won over $1 million.
You kidding?
Nah, all up bet.
Wow.
They're that far in the underdogs.
Hindsight makes you psychic, huh?
Yeah, there you go.
I want to check with Rod. Did you know it was 2016?
Yeah, it wasn't that long ago. So, yeah, I would have had a crack at 2016 for exactly the same reasoning that Spider presented, which is a rare event in itself.
I love being on the same page as Rodney.
We're off to the movies, kids, and a very famous Australian movie.
Dad, 450.
Oh.
The jousting sticks. Tell him he's dreaming.
How much is a jousting stick worth, Dad?
Well, it couldn't be more than 250. Depending on the condition.
Such a good movie.
The Castle.
Hard to know what year, though.
Where was the house based again?
Bonnie Doon.
That's right.
No. That was the Holiday House. We're going to Bonnie Doon. I can't remember. It was near an airport somewhere. Mm.
They only sold it it was up for sale last year, I reckon.
Yes, it was.
Over the last 12 months.
Yeah.
And he's so much like my dad. Oh, how's the Serenity? It's beautiful.
Look. Is it early 90s?
I'm not sure if they were dressed for the era or they dressed as if it was even earlier.
I think they dressed for the era, but it was early. I don't know. I'm going to go Spider 1990.
No.
I'm going to go just a tad later, but not much. Bridge 92.
No. Roddy?
I think later still. I reckon this was 1997?
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Oi!
What are these, love? Rissoles. Oh,
such a good movie. So many quotes from that.
Bridge closest to the pin, and we're coming into the Melbourne Cup horse, Even Steven, as we come to the last round. Here we go with a song for you here. Gold 92.5, and our zombie song.
Oh.
This has been played on the greatest decade of all time.
And Dolores just died a few months ago.
Yeah.
Okay, that was a big hit. I used to sing, it's not a van, it's not a van. Combi.
To be sure.
Combi.
What year? Deciding round, kids. Come on.
Bridge. I'm just thinking, you came out, I wasn't out of school? No, I wasn't out of school. I'm going to say Bridge 94.
Yeah.
Oh! Hey!
That's exactly what I had in my mind.
Oh, did
Too
you?
Funny.
Oh, wow.
Well done.
Well done, Bridgie.
Thanks, love.
He hasn't touched the ground.
Yeah, it's 5-6.
Yeah, I've got a couple of questions here. Very interesting last night. Tony Cochran, the chairman of the Gold Coast Suns, come out, defended the Gold Coast Suns in Melbourne throughout the media. We've been copping a whack, the Suns, which is fair enough. The performances haven't been up to scratch. But Jonathan Brown, former Brisbane Lions, great premiership player. He's on the couch. He's on a Fox Footy show saying that the Gold Coast didn't care about the Gold Coast Suns. The players didn't want to play here. What do you think? Do you think there is a spot on the Gold Coast for the Gold Coast Suns?
Definitely.
Look, I do.
As somebody who isn't into AFL, somebody who doesn't really go to the games, doesn't watch it, you're more NRL bridge.
Mm.
Do you think there's a spot for them here?
Look, I thought it'd be a great thing that players would love to be here because they'd love to live on the beach, and it's a great lifestyle. I think in general, whether it was the Gold Coast United soccer or the Titans or the Suns, I don't think as a collective we support our teams here on the coast. I think we're all a melting pot from everywhere else around Australia that already have our teams. Like in AFL, in NRL, I don't know.
Well, they do. 3/4 or 2/3 or something like that. Supporters actually are members of other football clubs. So they're actually members of Collingwood and Carlton and Geelong.
Right.
So
that's right.
The Gold Coast Suns. But I still believe, no doubt, and football in junior ranks has really grown. So that means in 10 or 15 years, when all these juniors are coming through, their first club is going to be the Suns.
Yes.
Instead of your Carltons, your Geelongs, your Collingwoods, your Hawthorns. So there is definitely room for growth here on the Gold Coast. So I agree with Tony Cochran. I reckon there is. Absolutely 100%. But I don't agree with Tony Cochran by him saying that they need extra concessions to get players here to the Gold Coast.
What?
The Gold Coast is one of the best places in the world. Why isn't that attractive?
Yeah.
And that must be the brand of the football club. That must be the branding behind closed doors at the football club. Why so many players want to go and not want to hang around? Yeah, wins make it a lot easier. But at the same time, you sit there and go, hang on, you as a football club, like any business, if I own the fish and chip shop down the road, I've got to make my employees want to stay there and want to work for me. So Tony Cochran shouldn't be asking for more allocations and more money. He shouldn't be making it, you know, more enticing to allow players to stay and want them to stay rather than losing all these players. I understand for Sydney, because Sydney get a concession because of the price of living in Sydney. The price of Sydney to living in Sydney compared to here is totally different. So, look, I think the Gold Coast Suns are copping it bad at the moment, but I definitely think there is a spot for them here, but I don't believe they need more concessions.
Right.
They've just got to get their back doors right.
Say you're playing. You're still playing. You're still a hero.
Yep.
They ask you to come up here. You're living in Sydney and Melbourne. Would you, as an AFL footy player, want to come here for lifestyle? Boston might be little. Would you be enticed? Or are you thinking, I'm a brand, like you said yesterday, which is a really valid point. I'm a brand. Is this going to be good for my career?
That's the hardest thing, is having a team and be able to build a team that then becomes a good enough team to be competitive for the finals. It's not going to happen. Some teams have worked 20, 30, 40 years. You know, somebody who won it, like Richmond won it last year in the first time in 30 years. So it's very hard to get into the finals to win a premiership, and it's not going to happen overnight. So, yeah, I'll definitely consider it. And I know they've got to pay a little bit extra when you're sitting at the bottom of the ladder, but I don't think they need concessions. I think they've got to work on the team they've got to make players want to stay here, like your Tommy Lynch's and your others.
Right.
Mate of mine Fair yesterday,
call.
Spoke to him about it, and very passionate. He's had members' tickets since they started, loves the team. Him and his mate go every local game, which hasn't been much lately, of course, with the games. He said they've just about basically got to strip it back and start again. New white ball.
Well, the thing is, they've recruited wrong. They've got rid of all their good players. Yeah. You know, then and every player that's left, most players that have left and gone to other clubs are doing really, really well. So that's really frustrating as well. And the players they've changed them for haven't been great either. So I think they've just got to get their recruiting right and then everything will take care of itself.
Pretty unfair, you two, yesterday when you replayed this.
Well, no, we didn't replay anything. We did an ad for the radio station.
A television commercial.
And it was basic. We all had one simple line to do.
One job.
And it's amazing. Bridge, you've been in the industry for nearly 20 years. Myself, nearly 10. AJ can double both of that. He's been well and truly over 40 years. And when you haven't got a piece of paper in front of you, some people really struggle.
Yes.
And I felt after such experience, 40 years, somebody we look up to in the industry, could not get a basic line right. Have a listen to this, because this is Bridge doing her lines, first two, nailed it, and then AJ attempting just to get one simple line right.
There's only one station that brings you everything that's happening right here in town.
There's only one station that brings there's only one station that brings you everything. There's only one station that has everything that brings you. There's only one station that brings you everything happening right here in town.
There's only one station that brings you everything happening in town.
That brings you everything. That brings you everything. That brings you everything. Ready? There's only one station that brings you everything that's happening right here in town.
In town.
There's only one station that brings you everything that's happening in town.
Yeah.
There's only one station that has everything that's
one station.
I've got the flu. Come on.
There's
only one station that brings you. There's only one station that brings you everything. There's only one station that has everything
that brings you.
That brings you. I've got to get the flu. Here we go. There's only one station that has everything. There's only one station that brings you everything. There's only one station that brings you everything that happens in town. There's only one station that brings you
everything that's happening right here in town.
Everything happening? No, because he doesn't have the... Who's
doing? Oh, they're different lines. Yeah. Sorry.
There's only one station. There's only one station that brings you everything that's happening right here.
Just in town. In town.
There's only one station that brings you everything that's happening right here in town.
No, just in town. No, right here.
Just in town. There's only one station that brings you everything that's happening right here. In town. Stop it.
Oh, no.
I'm only doing it for you.
Oh, one job.
One job.
It was supposed to take half an hour. 4 hours.
I don't have that many touch-ups of makeup. Oh, AJ.
40 years.
Oh, one line.
Yeah.
Rod's on the floor.
AJ, you've just given us an insight as to what you'll be saying in the nursing home not so long from now.
Don't worry, mate. I'm only one step from it.
I have some big news.
And Mark, on many occasions, looked at me and said, are we wrecking this film?
It was an act of pure evil.
I never thought I'd have to beg you for a cuddle.
What is it about Shanghai and Nick Kyrgios?
Live from Gold 92.5's breakfast table, it's Bridges Feed.
As we know, with Trump and Kim Jong-un, by the way, it does sound like you're sculling a yard glass. On your head.
Boat race.
Look, we will be chatting exclusively with Kim Jong-un's interpreter.
Yeah.
They were the only people in the room. No advisors, anything, just Trump, Kim Jong-un, and the interpreters. But I do want to know, and this is what's going around the internet and in the feed today, who wore it best? I'm talking hairstyles.
Oh.
Trump or Kim Jong-un?
No, Kim Jong-un.
He hands down.
Well, he's got these interesting sideburns that actually start above his temple, way above his temple, at the start of your forehead, pretty much at the end of your eyebrow, and you draw a line up. And that's what it is. And people are saying, is it the Nike symbol or a lightning bolt? Or is it homage to something?
You know how it would be good if they swapped the hairstyles.
Why not?
That'd be funny.
That would be funny. Why don't they?
With Trumps do.
Let's do it. Let's do it and put it on Facebook. Let's swap their heads. And also, the trend is, in North Korea, obviously platform shoes. So Kim Jong-un wanted to be taller.
Mm.
And so he wore platforms.
Yeah, like Spice Girls.
I know.
They touched each other a lot.
They're besties.
They did. They touched. They touched each other a lot. It was those backslapping stuff going. It's all very weird. Very weird. We'll get into that with Kim Jong-un's impersonator later. All right, what do you think about this? Maternity leave, definitely. Paternity leave, I'm a massive fan of too, with the fathers some time off to bond with their new baby. Just because they didn't give birth, they should. Absolutely they should.
Absolutely, Bridget.
Yeah.
What do you think about? Are you ready for this one?
What's this one?
Paternity leave. P-A-W. If you have a new puppy, you can take annual leave.
You can
for your new puppy. This has come back around again, and a lot of places like Denmark, they're all doing it. And you know why? Because businesses are becoming more hipster. They're saying, we've got millennial employees and they're trendy. So we've got to give them bean bags and gin dispensers and paternity leave.
Just tell them to do their job.
It is tough. I will say that when you do have a puppy, you've got to leave them at home with a ticking clock and, you know, the radio on or something.
I might buy a greyhound. Then I could just take work off and go to the dogs.
You would too.
Buy it on a Friday. Then they've got Saturday and Sunday to look after it. Yeah. Don't buy it on a Monday or Tuesday.
I know.
As soon as it comes in here, don't worry. There'll be 120 new animals around this business.
Oh, don't you worry. I know. Exactly right. So it's true. So true. But they're saying that it'll mean that people will buy dogs just for time off.
Yeah, 100%.
You know, which is really bad. So even me as an animal lover, come on. Now, Drew Barrymore, if you have a toddler or maybe you're a grandparent and you're on duty today, Drew Barrymore has said it absolutely perfectly here of what to do when your child has an absolute tantrum.
Oh, they're the
best. She has the surefire way. Have you got, what did you used to do?
Oh, I loved it. Summer and May when they were chucking a tantrum. I'd be louder than them.
Yeah.
So they sit there and squeal. You sit there and squeal louder.
Yeah.
They stamp their feet and yell and bang. You sit there screaming feet and bang and yell louder than them.
You're a brother from another mother. I used
to do
exactly the same. Exactly the same.
Really?
Exactly the same.
And did it stop them?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, didn't it? Nah, Summer
it didn't stop with you.
Amelia was too tough for me.
They didn't know what to do. They're like, oh my God, you're louder. Yeah.
Wow, I would have loved to have been your neighbours.
It's so funny.
It would have been so much fun. Well, Drew Barrymore, she's saying it's just one easy thing, a bubble maker. She's got Olive, who's 5, Frankie, who's 4, and she said, seriously, this is all you do. She said, because you cannot tantrum if you are breathing and you cannot blow bubbles without breathing. You can't tantrum while smiling and you can't catch bubbles without lots of smiles. Great distraction. Have it in your handbag when you're at Woolies or whatever. So if you see bubbles, you know there's a kid having a tantrum somewhere. There we go.
G'day, this is Peter Halley from The Project on Gold FM. I'm pleading with you to gather up all your loose change from the console in your car, from the back of the couch, from inside your golf bag to Give Me 5 for Kids. What a great cause.
Yeah, Coast for Kids tomorrow, heading south from 5 a.m. for our 12-hour walk. It's 5 to 7 at Gold 92.5. High-end beachfront offerings, a tourism winner, as Billy Cross, entertainment guru, entrepreneur, 19 bar and restaurant partner, wrote in yesterday's newspaper. It's back on the agenda again.
It certainly is. And honestly, I just don't get it. Here on the coast, we have 36 Ks of beachfront. I just don't know why we don't utilise it. Yes, there's high rises. Yes, the residents of those high rises can enjoy the view. But when you're thinking Bali, you're thinking Thailand, all these amazing places. We're not saying booze up on the beach. We're saying utilise the beach. Even if you just go to Brunswick Heads or Byron, you've got awesome bars there on the river.
I don't know why. You know, you look at Makeda, you look at the Night Quarter. Mm. You know, they have all these little trendy cafe bars, restaurants, pop-up places, markets. Yeah. Why can't you have them on the beach? Why don't you have it at the best place on the Gold Coast, our most prized possession, and that's the beach?
Now it's back on the agenda, Rod. This is what the mayor said yesterday.
Give the opportunity for someone who wants to be pampered, let them be pampered on the Gold Coast. If someone wants to be left alone and just worship the sun and swim, well, let them do that.
We're all worried though, aren't we? There is a side to it that we're worried about.
Well, look, they're looking at cordoning off areas, and they're looking at around Main Beach at the front of the Sheraton there to cordon. And I think that's the go-to. You don't have to have the whole beachfront with, you know, drinking and bars and stuff. Just cordon off a few areas. But if they're going to do it around there and on the beachfront, it's just going to be like flies or bees to the honey.
It will be disgusting. You wouldn't want to have a bar anywhere around Main Beach on the beach.
Hipsters. there will be an influx of hipsters.
Oh, yeah.
The Instagrammers, the bloggers, taking all the photos as the sun goes down, you know, having their really cool little teepees set up down there and their fairy lights and their, like, boutique picnicos set up there as well.
I'd go to Bali, I'd buy a heap of watches, and then I'd walk down the beachfront and go, watches, tag watches.
You'd probably be seedy, though, but do it in a raincoat.
Oh, yeah.
Watches. But don't you reckon it could be a bit like that? Like, even in Bali, I went to this overrated place called Potato Head on the beach. It was just full of hipsters and, like, gym junkies.
They should have those Asahi bowl signs. Asahi.
That's all they
need.
That
means the hipsters go there?
Yep.
Asahi free.
Asahi free zone.
Whatever they're called.
Poke bowls.
Poke bowls free.
Serving them there. That's the only problem. We want kind of us, just uncool people, to go there.
Just normal people,
not the hipsters. What do you reckon?
How would you like
it at the front of Main Beach, though?
Oh, I'm just worried about the fairy floss. That's all I
know. Oh, you are.
That is ripped.
What do you mean about
You've
fairy floss?
You've got to
floss.
Talk
I'm
about
confused.
That. You can't just
set
say
up a,
that.
I'd sell up to see, sell fairy floss. So
fairy floss is AJ's code for women in bikinis. It's disgusting.
It's not.
No, it is.
Is that your main beach term?
It is. He goes, ooh, I'm looking for fairy floss. It is just reptilian.
Rod's laughing. He gets it.
It is so revolting. Seriously. I think we just need a zone that's an AJ zone that keeps you away from anyone else on the beach.
Hello, this is the Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull speaking, and from 5 cents to $5, the month of June is about raising money for life-saving equipment for the children's wards of the Tweed and Gold Coast hospitals. Give five for kids, donation info at goldfm.com.au. That'll be Christopher Pine. Must run, bye now.
Yeah, thank you, Prime Minister. We're heading south tomorrow, 5 a.m. in the morning till 5 in the afternoon. AJ Bridge and Spider heading south. We're coming for you, southern part of the coast, 4Ks for kids. Looking for as much money as we can for Gold FM's Give Me Five for Kids. 14 after 7.
As you know, I have a full house of animals.
Yes.
I have Teddy the Maltese Shih Tzu. I have Jemima the Pugalia. And I've got Samara the cat. Now, Samara came to me. It was a rental I was in a while ago before I bought my house, and she, the owners left her there. So she's beautiful. She's white with blue eyes. We're going to put all the photos up on Facebook, and she's just a stunning cat.
Her eyes turn white, Peter.
I can't find an upside to it.
No, I know. Just to hang in with me. Now, as they say, dogs have masters, cats have servants. And my cat, of course, when she wants food, she will saunter up and be the nicest feline you've ever seen. However, if she's hangry, like she's really over it and really needs food,
yeah. You
cop it. The dogs cop it. She jumps up on the lounge last night. She's sauntering all around. And then next minute, smash, she smashes the dogs. And then you try and discipline her. And she goes, I'm just going to get you back and wee everywhere.
What do you mean she wees everywhere?
Well, this is the thing. Dr. Kim at Chuga Vet said you can never discipline a cat because they will get you back for months, like just a vindictive woman. They will just get you back and back and back.
They don't use a kitty litter. Sorry, Adrian. There's no kitty litter.
There's kitty litter. They use it, but if she's got the poos with me, she'll do the poos anywhere she wants.
Bridget Daly, I don't agree with you. I think you can discipline a cat.
No, but, well, does it sit before it has its dinner?
You can't do that. No. You can't do that with cats.
Okay, then. Can you tell me one upside to a cat?
Yeah, they're awesome. They're cool.
There's a lady in my building who, there's a young lady in my building who takes her cat for a walk on a lead every.
Oh, stop it.
Every day, twice a day.
Stop it.
She goes morning, and usually when I come home from training, she's standing at the front, and the cat's just there beside her. She's come back from the walk, and she's waiting for the cat to, you know, just.
So you reckon it's been trained to walk on a lead?
So absolutely.
Yeah, Andrew Verry, who does the afternoon shift here on Gold FM,
he walks
his cat too. So we do want to know, can you train a cat? Because honestly, mine is, and I'm going to play you next, how feral it is on the weekend. And if I'm not awake, it will
do
just...
Do you discipline it or not?
It will. Well, this is what happened. I threw a sock at her the other day because she was just trying to wake me up and smashing on my sliding doors. And with her paws, I threw a sock at her and she went, yeah, fine. And just went a weed.
Don't you bring up the rolled out paper and
She wee no, because then she'll wee more. For months later, you might find a wee in a bag or a shoe or something.
Yeah, I'd give it to her.
Don't.
No.
So 13, 27, 10. Can you train a cat? Can you discipline a cat? I'm a proud mother of three fur babies, Ted, Jemima the dogs, and Samara the cat. Yeah. Now, she's beautiful. You can check her out on Facebook or on my Instagram. I do put a lot of her on Instagram. She's cute. Anyway, but she's being a pain of late, and she wakes me up, and she... There's a video and she looks demonic and she just, you know, the sliding doors in your room.
Yeah.
And she just gets her paws and smashes them constantly, wakes me up.
You got to discipline this thing.
No, well, you can't. Dr. Kim from Chugun Vet Surgery just called and said, no, you can never, ever discipline a cat. You have to do like positive reinforcement.
Oh, please.
No, positive parenting. Otherwise they do. They'll start pooing in your shoes. They'll scratch your furniture. They'll wee. They'll get you back for months.
I'll discipline one. I know that.
Sue and Majorabar, welcome Bridge 2.
No, but I think Bridge should give it to Spider to look after for a little bit.
Oh, Sue, do you understand what you're saying? Sue. What are you saying?
I do understand what I'm saying. Yeah, please give it to Spider.
You understand?
That's all I've got to say. Sure.
Sue, that is sadistic, Sue.
I'd hate to think where the cat would end up.
That is totally sadistic. That is revolting. Please go away, Sue. I'm sorry to say that, but I don't appreciate that at all.
2 hours with a cat. I'll have it all.
Peter, Philip Majorabar, can you train a cat?
Phil.
Can you train a cat? I'm not sure about training cat. I've had cats all my life, but we have a special drawer in the living room. But when we open it up, the cats are there waiting because we take them for a walk on their lead. So I think they're a bit smarter than dogs sometimes.
Jane and Mermaid Waters, you had cats that you learned to walk on a lead.
Yeah, all our cats have learned to walk on the lead.
Oh, my God.
From kittens?
Yeah.
No, because some of them came at an older age. So they just, it was either with a collar and a lead or a harness and a lead. But, yeah, no, they've all walked on a lead. And the one I've got now, I got him when he was five. He knows in the morning when it's time to go to his room, he's not allowed out in the dark. So when I'm coming to work, it's still dark. So I just tell him, come on, Ronnie, and off he goes to his room where he gets locked in until I get home at lunchtime.
So we worked out we can do one thing. You can teach your cat to walk on a lead. That's it. That's all they're good for.
Other things, but I want mine to be a cat. So, yeah. But thanks. You can do other things, I'm sure.
Oh, thank you, Jane. We're so happy Robert Dolwater's called through. He's an absolute legend here in the Golden Tweed Coast. From Catman 2, you have 1.4 million people following you on social media at Catman 2. Robert, you've got cats that you train. Tell everyone what you do.
Hi, EG Brisbane Spider.
Hi.
Thanks for having me on. I have a couple of cats. They both have Guinness World Records, one for the most tricks by a cat in a minute. So, yes, cats can be trained. She can do over 24 tricks in a minute.
Okay. Peter is shaking his head as we speak. So,
have you ever thought about putting your time into something worthwhile?
Oh. Would you have 1.4 million followers?
No. Please come on.
Yeah, this is a profession, but it's to bring attention to cats, and cats can learn things. They are smart. It is a little trickier because a lot of people don't even have trained dogs, so it does take more patience for cats, but they can learn. You just have to know the methodology behind it and take some time and be patient, and they can learn. And I do agree there's certain punishments you can't do with a cat because, yes they will rebel and go against everything you want. But there is a lot of positive reinforcement techniques.
Uh-huh. Can you explain one of them quickly? Because my cat needs it.
Look, food is your best resource, you know, anything for motivation. But a lot of redirection and being preemptive, doing something before the cat can display the bad behavior and redirect them to the behavior that you want. And there's some things that you have to do usually first before you do some other things like throw the sock or do the spray bottle. And it's all about timing. If your timing's off, then you'll never teach the cat anything.
Oh.
So we have people that watch all our tutorials, and we try to let people know exactly how to teach a cat.
Okay, there we go. Well, thank you so much, Robert. There we go. Positive reinforcement you got to do with the cat.
No.
You can't discipline them, and maybe like his cats, they can ride a skateboard too.
Rod, what point did you want to make?
My partner, Alyssa, is wondering whether, Bridget, you have Kitty's sister. We've got a crazy cat as well.
Oh, do you?
So she's going to pack up Kitty, package her up
very, very
nicely. And you can get together with Samara and Kitty, and I'm sure they'll just get along just fine.
Oh, no, my cat will destroy yours. That's the problem. It needs to be in the ring with Jeff Horner to destroy him too.
He's a father of four, a decorated AFL legend, winner of the Western Port High Grade 4 Knitting Prize. And he's not afraid to speak his mind. This is Spider Spray, hitting the important and not so important issues.
H.O. Bridge and Spider, 17 to 8.
Yeah, it's getting chilly at the moment and it's going to get down to 4 degrees overnight come Monday.
Really?
So very, very cold. But you know what? I want to talk about men that wear beanies. And look, I don't mind a beanie. You can call them skull caps, dome toasters, whatever you want. And a lot of people see them these days as the finishing touches to a suit. People wear them to the gym. Hipsters love them. Shorts, thongs and a beanie.
Yeah.
That's okay. Yeah. I don't mind a beanie. Mind a beanie.
I like them.
You know what I don't like? I don't like the pom-poms. What? The guys that wear beanies with pom-poms.
Yeah, you
shouldn't wear, and I don't know what it is, but for some reason, as soon as you wear a beanie, that drops your IQ. A fair bit.
It does.
By the time you wear a beanie and a pom-pom, it is heading south very, very quickly. And sometimes these days, you see it with one pom-pom. What can get worse than one pom-pom on a beanie? Two.
On one beanie?
On one beanie.
No.
You'll see two pom-poms on one beanie. I feel like getting a Rod McLeod Onewood when they walk past and just teeing off that ball on top of the beanie and trying to hit it for six.
And some of them are super fuzzy, so if you got two on there, it'd be like you doing a handstand.
It is ridiculous. It's like, you know, I also feel like ripping them off, playing a bit of bowls, playing a little bit of cricket.
Yeah.
It reminds me of my grandmother's teapot cozy. That's what it reminds me of.
Yes.
Beanies with pom-poms are for toddlers.
Yeah, I agree.
Toddlers only. Anyone over the age of four should not wear pom-poms and beanies. I give permission now, from here on, if you walk past somebody with a beanie and a pom-pom,
no.
Rip it off and cut
Don't.
It.
Don't!
You're allowed to
no.
cut the pom-pom. Cut the pom-pom.
You've been sprayed by Spider.
Hashtag cut the pom-pom.
Hashtag cut the pom-pom.
Did you say someone's IQ reduces with a pom-pom with a pom-pom on a pom-pom?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's true. That's my dad's favourite line. Your IQ
drops.
I know
what I'm buying you for Christmas. Massive world events yesterday. Look, incredible. We had Kim Jong-un meeting up with Donnie. And in Brisbane, unbelievable, the council and government, the state government, are now assessing the speed of mobility scooters. It's just absolutely frightening now.
What do they want? They want them faster or slower?
They want the speed reduced.
The speed reduced?
They want the speed reduced on mobility scooters. Now, I can't see any upside in this bridge. It's really disturbing. I think possibly, you know what, I think we should probably create a racetrack for them. There's people maturing. There's people with problems with their bodies.
Yeah.
Shouldn't we be promoting people to get out on their scooters and going faster?
Well, this is the deal, right? They're saying for 6Ks an hour. So let's, why not suit them up? Pimp my scooter, I say. But there's people with muscular dystrophy. Anne, who has children under the age of 10, she said, I won't be able to keep up with them if that's the speed limit. There's a paraplegic called Daniel, and he said, it'd be faster for me in a manual wheelchair, and I can do 20Ks in that an hour.
Yeah.
So they're saying 6Ks an hour. That is an absolute joke. I mean, you want, especially for the elderly, to feel like Vin Diesel so they can drift like they're in Fast and the Furious. Like the one at Palm Beach the other day when he had a fight with his elderly neighbour and he came up and he slid in and he drifted to the side and clobbered him.
You know what I'd like to be able to see? I'd like to be able to see him just be able to cross the road quick enough before the man goes red. How long do those mobility scooters don't even get across the road quick enough? So I reckon they've got to be quicker, not slower, if anything. And how fast? Well, who cares how fast they go? As long as they're in control of it, I'd rather them whip down the side of the bike lane instead of bikes on the roads.
I love it, especially the elderly, when you just move over and they go, thank you. They give you a wave and they are hooning down.
I'd love them to see them go that far that they've got to put a parachute on the back.
I don't think Nostradamus could have predicted this one, that an orange tycoon reality star a megalomaniac from North Korea, and Dennis Rodman being responsible for the denuclearization of North Korea.
Sounds like a start of a joke, doesn't it? But, you know, look, it was a massive win yesterday for everybody, just for them to be in the same room and chatting. So it doesn't matter what people say. But it was great that we have Johnny Asia, who has been over in Singapore. He's the interpreter who was actually in the room, the only person in the room with Johnny, with Donald Trump and also Kim Jong-un.
Gold FM's Johnny on the Spot is Johnny Asia.
It's been a long time between drinks, but we sent out our intrepid reporter, Johnny Asia, who ended up being the only person in the room with Trump and Kim Jong-un.
Yeah.
Now you are the interpreter. Johnny Asia, what a mission.
Oh, what a mission it was. Good morning, AJ, Bridge and Spider. Yes, they employed my company, Jets, to handle the big guys.
Jets?
Johnny Asia's translation services.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Of course.
Well, so when they're crackers, they send me in for the big job.
Hey, Johnny, look, it is a big job because you're the only one amongst those two. And what was the feeling like in there? What did they talk about? Was it all about nuclear war, or was it about other stuff?
Whoa, hang on to your pork buns, fellas. It's about to get steamy because I kind of revealed for the first time they were talking about trade.
Oh.
They're talking about missiles.
Oh.
And they talk about one other thing that no one else knows about because I was there poking and prodding around.
Yes.
You want to know what they're talking about?
Yes.
Hair care.
Hair care.
And what they were doing, they were saying, Donald was saying, oh, Kim, you have so thick, luxurious black hair. And Kim Jong-un was saying, Donald, you have so thin, wispy, wispy hair. Maybe we can do a deal. So they're going to launch something very, very strange in the next couple of months.
What? Oh.
They're going to launch a Theresa warhead. They're going to launch it from the L'Oreal launch pad, and it's going to drop a big blob of conditioner right on Donald Trump.
That is insightful information, Johnny Asia.
Yes, it's going to be a Tresemme warhead. Launch it, big blob, and they're just going to massage each other's heads to get Donald's luxurious locks happening. Because he was very jealous of Kim Jong-un. Hey.
Johnny, were you nervous in there? You had to make sure you get it right, especially when you got big words like verifiable, irreversible, North Korean denuclearization. Was that hard to get that right? Pressure?
No. We just all sat down at the negotiation buffet and Kim Jong-un was saying, which is translation for, hey, Donald, be a good chum and pass us the pork roll. So it's very easy. And, of course, Dennis Rodman was there, too.
Yes.
Hello, Dennis. He came in and we shoot some hoops with the big fella. So it was all very casual. We got into our tracksuits and... you know, shoot hoops, have a few pork rolls, shoot the breeze, dude.
So it was a pretty casual meeting. Hey, Johnny, great to see you up and about still, and you're getting all the big jobs. Have you left Singapore yet? Has Kim Jong-un left Singapore?
No. We were strolling around this morning buying T-shirts and fridge magnets. And he's got his finger on my button. 3, 2, 1. Blow dry.
Oh, Johnny, our intrepid reporter and interpreter, thank you so much.
I'm off to another buffet table of pork buns and green tea.
Gold 92.5's Case for Kids, pounding the streets and rattling the tins.
Yeah, last Thursday, nearly a week ago, last week, we headed off in pretty pretty wet conditions. It was testy, but we made it through for 12 hours. Collected just under $15,000 in the northern suburbs. Tomorrow, we head off at 5 a.m. and we're coming for the southern suburbs and Tweed.
Yeah, we've been talking. Yes, we are. And I think we're going to be covering more K's down the south, incorporating the Tweed. I want to do a shout out to Maury and Jace. Now, Jace works in the mechanical side of South Coast Nissan and Mazda.
Yep.
Works in my car. We're coming for you as well. We'd love a donation.
I don't know if we're going to be doing more K's. How can we fit more K's in? We were pumping the pavement the other day. We went as far as we could. But if it's up around 30 kilometres, we want to raise as much money as we can. So we want to kick it off somewhere. Call us 13 27 10, because at 5 a.m. in the morning, we got to start heading somewhere. And we got off to a slow start on the north. Remember, we had 2 hours under our belt for $3.20.
Yeah, exactly. It was slow. It was cyclonic conditions. It was cold. It was blustery. So what we want you to do, if you're a business along the Gold Coast Highway heading south, plan ahead. So Chicken Fruit Mart, Mum, all of you guys there, all the AmCals, plan ahead, maybe raise some money today so you can just walk out the front of your shop. We're coming to you.
Yeah, tip it into our buckets.
Yeah, exactly.
Buckets, buckets, buckets are full.
Yeah.
And we've got a lot of meetings to, a lot of places to catch up on as well, all the way. We've got a lot of tradies that we caught up with last week with some amazing stories, people that had been affected and had to spend time at hospital, so... There'll be more stories tomorrow, and we're looking forward to heading off. So 5 a.m., I'll get this right in a minute.
Yeah,
5 a.m. to 5 p.m.
And we're asking for the tradies down the south too, because, gee, the northern tradies, they were the ones that really dug deep.
They were great.
And amazing.
We've got a few special guests joining us as well, so it's going to be all on from 5 a.m., even with Rob McLeod doing his news bulletin live out there on the road, which is going to be awesome.
Hi, this is Pete Murray. Dig deep for Gold FM's Give Me Five for Kids.
Oh, the highs.
No, what?
Excuse me. Excuse me. Shut up. Just shut up for once in your life. Shut up and
you
listen.
Shouldn't
speak
like that.
Shh.
Ooh, now you're shushing too.
Mm. Which you know I don't like. That's why I'm doing it to him. Peter, Spider Everett.
What?
Our relationship has many highs and lows and ups and downs, but you've been busted.
What?
Busted.
How?
You are selfish. You are inconsiderate. Sometimes I think you're amazing when you bring over couches to my house, which you did recently, which are awesome, and help in my garden. You do these great things.
Where's the downside?
And
so
you
far?
Undo it. Then you undo it all.
How?
You undo it all. You've been busted.
What?
Because I've realised over the course of, say, 8 years that you have been doing something and you have never admitted it.
Mm.
You know, if you help me out, I always give you stuff, don't I? I always will give you top shelf scotch or the best bourbon I can find.
A present, yes. A reward.
What do I also do? I also get presents for Cherie.
Mm. Yes.
If Cherie helps me out, or you both, which with those couches and things you do and things you find, so, and Cherie goes, would you like that for your house? And what do I do?
Yeah.
What do I do? Peter. What did I give you recently?
You gave me a bottle of wine and a bottle of scotch.
And the bottle of wine was for?
Cherie.
Cherie Everett, your beautiful wife. Cherie's joining us right now. Hello and good morning, Cherie.
Hello, Cherie.
Oh, good morning. This talk topic's going to be interesting.
Yes. So a beautiful bottle of Villa Maria I got for you to say thank you for those beautiful lounge chairs that you got.
Oh, did you now?
Yes. Did you receive that from... me at all?
Yes. No, she received it.
Hang on. No, Peter. You came home the other day. This is the one, like, last week. You came home.
Yes.
And I said, oh, bottle of wine. Who's that from? And you said, oh, just from me because I love you.
You are so shady.
You are so
shady. Okay. Hang on. No, you can shush right up. Okay. What about about 3 years ago, a beautiful Grey Goose vodka that I gave you for, you lent me a swag and I gave you...
No. So the Grey Goose vodka, which has been pride of place, you know why? Because he went out on a 3-day bender and I said to him, this is so unfair.
He's
always go out. You're the one enjoying yourself all the time. I'm the one working. And he bought me that and he said, let's have a nice romantic night together with the Grey Goose vodka.
Oh, Peter.
The $100 Maya voucher is a thank you for... All the, I know
okay,
you gave me some
stop.
Gardening equipment. Did you receive that from me?
Let's stop.
No. Peter Everett, is that the one you gave Mum? The Maya voucher?
Okay, there's one more. There was a Pampers Ash I specifically gave you for a place near you guys at Sanctuary Cove for facials and everything for all the camping equipment you gave me.
Hang on.
That was my birthday present.
Listen.
You gave me that. Yes, you did. You gave me that for my birthday. Yes, you did.
Sheree.
Peter?
Yes? Peter. What are you going to say? He's got nothing.
He's got nothing to say. He's got cricket.
Go on.
No. Well,
no what?
She's still got it. She's still got the presents.
From you.
Well, it doesn't matter who they come from.
Oh, it
doesn't matter who they come from.
All right, look, we're going to ask the question right here. And Sheree, they were all for me. Now you know I've covered your birthday, your Christmas, your presents, covered his bum.
I'm a bit of a...
But Peter, I don't think you've ever bought me a birthday present. You go and buy it. Because I had a pair of expensive earrings for my 30th, and then I found out that he gave the money to his first wife and said, Sally, can you take the girls and just buy Sheree something?
No, hang on.
And he said that he picked them.
Well, I'm not silly because I'm a gift climber. What's wrong with that? I climb, I get the rewards.
You're a disgrace.
It is disgraceful. Thank you, Sheree. I'm glad we really clarified. I want to know on 13, 2017, what is worse, the regifter, so you repurpose a gift and pass it on because maybe you don't like it, an Indian giver where you ask for a gift back, or I think the stinkiest of all is a gift claimer.
What?
Where you pass on my gift as your own.
Smart.
Disgusting. Yeah. Give us a call on 13, 2017. Which one is worse?
Poor thing, Sheree. Bye, darling.
Bye, darling.
Bye-bye.
You know what? It's just tumultuous. It's a tumultuous relationship. You. Having a relationship with you.
Why now? I know.
I was all loving you last week when you dropped off these awesome couches at home that were spare. They're beautiful. I love them. I oddly think of you often when I'm in them. And then I give you a beautiful bottle of scotch.
Yeah.
That was a lot of money.
Yeah.
And I give for you to pass on to Sheree a beautiful bottle of wine that, no, she never received. No, she did, sorry, but
She received it.
So we've just realised about $1,000 worth of stuff over the 8 years that I've gifted to Sheree. You've claimed it all.
Don't get your knickers in a knot. It's not worth it.
Let's go to the phones.
Pete in Corumba. What is worse, a regifter, a gift claimer, or an Indian giver?
Oh, I might have taken it here. He's got an end there. Oh, my goodness, mate, are they your stats or did you borrow them off someone else?
Oh, yes, his stats are the footy. That is brilliant.
Brilliant.
Hello, Wendy. What do you think? Is this gift claiming? It's a bad move, isn't it?
Oh, I can't believe it. He was going off this morning, right, earlier.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, what the hell's he been smoking? And now he's as tight as a fish's, you know, ring hole.
Exactly. Thank you, Wendy. Mate.
There's an art to it, Wendy.
Mate, yeah, you take the cake, Spider, tell ya.
He does, and he claims it as his.
Yeah. What a try. Oh, what a bar.
Thanks, Wendy.
Sorry there, Spider.
All of the above, Wendy. All of the above.
Aaron and Narang, a gift claiming, is that the worst?
I think he's kind of a genius.
Yeah.
Why is that?
It's just a shame that he got caught, really, isn't it? That for you now, you've got to start buying your own gifts.
Hang on, what if you gave something to give to his partner? You've spent a lot of money, like $100 on a present, and he just claims it moves it on.
Look, I have three older brothers, and that's something they'd probably do as well. It's hilarious. Yeah. Look, guys don't. Going shopping and getting gifts, and if one's handed to them, they're going to pass it on.
100%. Oh,
wow.
Thanks for that.
You're as shady as Spider. Yes. Wow. Desi in Pacific Pines, what have you got to say to Spider? A gift claiming, is it terrible form?
Yeah, that's pretty low. It kind of falls in the lines with theft, really.
Yeah, I agree.
I agree.
Come on. It's borrowing.
No, hang on. Let me tell you what is borrowing is when somebody gives you a gift and then tells you what to do with it and what you may not do with it.
You know, you know what I'll take responsibility for, Des? I didn't write on the little card. I put it in a nice box and I didn't write on the card.
I'd cut it off.
Of course you would. Of course you would.
Oh, no, that is so sad. It's like taking an item from the store and cutting the tag off.
Yes.
No, it's theft.
No. Thanks, Des.
Thanks, Des.
All right, guys, have a good day.
Bye. Thanks, Des. Hey, Pete, you're off to the footy for the greatest line of the day to see the Suns on Sunday afternoon play St Kilda. The Maddie Anderson on Facey just wanted us to say a big, big congratulations to the Gold Coast Little League baseball team. They've just won the Australian Championship and now off to Williamsport, Pennsylvania,
in the USA,
represent Australia in August. So how good is that? The Gold Coast Little League baseball team have just won the Australian Championship. Congrats.
Yeah, well done.
Okay, after nine, this big man in front of me here will be doing the greatest decade of all time.
Yeah, well, last couple of days, the 80s won on Monday.
Yep.
Yesterday, the 90s won.
So close.
It is really, really tight.
Come on, the 90s.
So this is day three of this.
It is tight.
So some big battles coming up. The one we've got in a couple of minutes' time that we're going to start up, 83 representing the 80s. So you think about bands from the 80s, from 83. Australian Crawl, unbelievable. Dragon.
Yes.
Prince was massive.
Of course.
2005. Well, you had bands like the Pussycat Dolls.
Oh.
And this piece of rubbish.
Oh, no. The Crazy Frog.
Seriously. For that reason alone.
Oh, God. He's going to do that all day today. You know that.
I've heard Spider play that in his van.
He's got a van that sounds really dodgy. Stay away from schools.
I only drive it on Thursday nights.
Don't!
You are a filthy individual.
What does that mean?
So, for that reason alone, Crazy Frog, it should not win that decade, should not win the greatest decade of all time.
Hey, it's not up to you.
I know. So, get your suggestions ready on 13:27:10. Because you got a chance to win $500 worth of free fuel. How much could you fit into your van?
Oh, my van, you'd fill it up probably around about 8-9 times.
Captain
van.
Dodgy.
He's
the greatest decade of all time. We'll do it next.
Now, girls, that's why they call it the blues. Oh, what you waiting, what you waiting, what you waiting, what you waiting, what you waiting
for? Great song. Al's got 83V05, goldfm.com.au, the Gold FM Club, to have your say, or 13:27:10 here at Gold. Have a great day.
AJ, Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Weekdays from 5 on 92.5 Gold FM.